Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Miguel Gonzalez, your host and Bible teacher. I want to thank you once again for tuning in to spend the next 30 minutes with us. This is Truth to Live By, the radio and television broadcast ministry of Reasons for Faith International Ministries. It is our pleasure to be able to meet with you each week to study the Bible together. Okay, today we're going to start looking at the fourth principle that we said was a very important principle if we are going to successfully pursue Christ. We have already looked at the principle of exaltation, the principle of love, and the principle of following Christ. Today we're going to look at the principle of obedience. True disciples obey Christ. But before we do that, let's open up in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the Spirit who teaches us truth. We pray that during the next 30 minutes, you would open up our eyes and minds so that we may be able to take in your truth and apply it to our lives. For it is in Christ's name that we pray. Amen. Okay, now we want to consider, this is probably going to be a three-part principle that we're going to be looking at. There are several points that we want to look at, and there are several sub-points for each point. One thing I do want you to remember, even though we're considering each principle one by one, all of these principles are really interconnected or interrelated. They all teach us how to successfully pursue Christ. Applying one principle to your life is not going to be enough. It's making all these principles work together in order to produce in you the kind of life that experiences a close and dynamic walk with the Lord Jesus. Listen. If we are going to pursue Jesus, it is absolutely imperative that we obey Him. And listen, I'm not talking about lip service, because many of us have brought ourselves to a place where we actually think we are more obedient than we actually are. We need to self-assess. We need to be realistic. We need to be honest enough with ourselves, because at the end of the day, remember, we're fooling nobody but ourselves when it comes to these things. We need to self-assess and look at ourselves and actually be honest about where we are in terms of obedience. You may think yourself more obedient than you actually are, and Christ is often speaking to us and testing us in order for us to see and learn more about ourselves in the process. Listen, I'm not talking about lip service when we're talking about obedience. We're talking about radical obedience. And by the term radical, I'm not talking that you need to be going out in the streets of Charlotte or any city you may find yourself in. I'm not talking about putting on a robe and Jesus sandals and walking out there and pretending you're living in the days of Christ or the Old Testament. Radical service is something that begins in the heart and it works its way out. Radical obedience is showing the world that to you there's absolutely nothing more important than walking and obeying Jesus. Radical service, radical obedience means that people can see Jesus anytime they see you. Not because you're Him, but because they see Him in you. That's what we're talking about when we talk about obedience, and obedience being an imperative principle in our pursuit for Christ. I'm talking about obeying, listen to me, I'm talking about obeying Jesus not only when it feels good to you or when you're in the mood for obeying Jesus. I'm talking about obeying Jesus even in those times when you're being stretched. I'm talking about obeying Jesus when it requires you to step out by faith. I'm talking about obedience that will not question the God of the universe, your Creator, your Savior, and do what it is that Christ commands you to do. Listen, if we are going to radically obey Christ successfully, we must, according to the passage we're going to look at, we must have a firm foundation. Now, we're going to spend some time looking at Matthew chapter 7, and we're going to start looking at some of the advice or commands that Jesus gives us in this passage. Commands that Jesus gives us. If you have your Bible, turn to Matthew 7. We'll look at verses 24 through 27 to start with. This is what Jesus said. Listen, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. And then he said, but everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. Listen, in these few verses that we just read, Jesus teaches us some very important truths about obedience and ultimately our personal pursuit of Christ. Listen, he points out that there are only two ways in which we all inadvertently end up building up our lives and our faith. And according to Jesus, there's only two approaches to building this edifice we call our life and faith. The first one is we can build it either wisely, and the second one is we can build it either foolishly. And there is no middle ground here. Either you're a wise builder or you're a foolish builder. Either you build on a rock or you build on sand. There's no middle ground. That's what I love about Scripture. There's no gray areas. Even though many people walk around saying there are gray areas, there are no gray areas. Listen, when Jesus says, love me, obey my commands, where's the gray in that? When Jesus says, listen, when you're talking about your life and faith, there's only two ways of building, either wisely or foolishly. Either you build on a rock or a sand. There's no other option given here. There's no middle ground. We either obey or we disobey. There's only two ways to go. And we will always, throughout our Christian life, find ourselves building either wisely or foolishly. Listen, you're not always building wisely, because there are times when you're going to sin and when you're going to be disobedient to the Word of God, and in those moments you're going to shift from building wisely to building foolishly. But then you recognize that you're building foolishly, and then you're going to get yourself back on track by repenting of your sin and by asking Jesus to once again, you know, light a fire in your heart, and then you will find yourself now once again in the path of building your life and faith wisely. That's the way it goes. That's the process of sanctification. But the whole idea here is that we want to be building our life and faith wisely more often than we're doing it foolishly. Now listen, always remember that our success in anything, for that matter, the ability to do anything as Christians, comes from yielding to the Spirit of God. He's the one who accomplishes those things in us. We just simply yield. Now I want you to remember this. Obeying Christ, listen, obeying Christ is not a single decision you make at some point in your life. It is a consistent, constant thing you do every hour of the day, every minute of the day, every second of the day. Remember, life is nothing more than a series of choices. That's all you're ever doing from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to bed. It's all a series of choices. And in that, what Christ is saying, the most important decision you could possibly make in any given day, all day, is the decision to obey me. Listen, it's a matter of constantly yielding to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Now let's look at the foundational differences that are presented to us here. Now let's consider more closely the words that Jesus spoke in Matthew chapter 7. What Christ is really talking about here, and the point he's trying to bring across, is this. And we can't miss this, because listen, in the 21st century church in America, we are experiencing this very problem and suffering of this very condition of which he talks about. Listen, these houses represent people's lives and represents their faith. And what this story seeks to point out is, first of all, that just because two things, listen, just because two things look alike, it doesn't mean they are alike. And secondly, it seeks to point out and tell us that testing will expose the foundation on which we are building our lives and faith. Listen, Jesus is talking about two people. And what Jesus is saying is, listen, these two people may go to church. In fact, they may even go to the same church. These two people may have memberships in the same organizations. They may have the same professions. They may live in the same neighborhoods. For all we know, they may even have similar families. But the point Jesus is making here is, listen, just because two people look alike doesn't mean they are alike. Even though two people look identical, they aren't. It's not a question of external appearance. It's a question of the heart. It's a question of sincerity. As you build the edifice of your life and faith upon a foundation, you can have two very similar people, but even though they look alike, they could possibly and may very well be building their lives and faiths on two very different foundations. One of them on a rock, the other one on sand. And you know what? Testing will expose our hypocrisy and our disobedience. And believe me when I tell you, testing is coming. Testing is coming. And it comes not because God has to know the outcome of the test. He already knows that. He does the test so that we may learn more about ourselves and about what it is that we're building and on what we're building. Don't be fooled by external appearances, and don't you as a Christian play the game of appearances, because you're fooling nobody but yourself. You're not fooling Jesus. The test will expose your hypocrisy and disobedience, and it will clearly make you aware of it. All right, two types of foundations. We have a rock, which speaks of that which is solid and stable, unmovable and lasting, and we have sand, that which of course represents that which is loose and unstable and unreliable. Listen, the foundation upon which all of us are building our lives and faith upon says a great deal about us. Listen, what you build on tells the world what you are all about, and exposes to the world either the genuineness of your faith or the hypocrisy of your said faith. Only two. Now listen. There are several things we need to consider that are important and that will influence upon which foundation we end up building the edifice of our lives and faith. The difference between the two is this. Listen, the one who builds on a rock is the one who sees the bigger picture, is the one who has both God and eternity in mind. And he keeps this in mind as he continues the building process. On the other hand, the foolish man, the one who builds on sand, is the one who builds with short-sightedness. He doesn't see the big picture. He's more concerned with the external appearance of his life and faith than he is with obeying Jesus. You see, what we build on exposes the essence and substance of our commitment to Jesus. The wise man builds slowly, carefully. He cares for the details and understands that the process of sanctification, the process of building our life and faith, listen, is what life is all about. My life as a Christian, your life as a Christian, is about building on a rock and building something that will endure and withstand the storms of life. On the other hand, the foolish man builds quickly, with little concern for the details. They're building that which looks good externally, but when the storm comes, it'll crash, and it'll fall with a great crash. The man who builds on sand is the man who pretends to be something, but as soon as he's done with a pretension, or as soon as somebody's not looking, he goes back to the shallowness of his real life. Listen, it's not about perception. It's about the heart. Putting a facade only deceives you and puts you in danger of missing out on the blessings of a walk with Christ, if you're even in a walk with Christ. Listen. One of the things that we need to remember as Christians is that that which we are building will be tested over and over to either prove the genuineness of our faith and our commitment to Christ or our hypocrisy. And what is that rock that we're building our faith and life on? Well, according to Scripture, the rock is Christ Himself and His Word. For we are told in Scripture, and I won't turn to it, but I'll give you the references. We are told in Scripture that there can be no other foundation upon which we can build a successful Christian life except Christ Jesus and His Word. You can look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11, or Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. Our decision to build wisely upon the rock is the one thing, listen to me, is the one thing that will allow you to stand as the storms of life hit. And remember that the storms of life are not things that just happen, but that they're designed by God to strengthen our faith and strengthen our commitment to Him. But I tell you the truth, if you are not anchored on the rock, when the testing comes, not only will it expose your hypocrisy and your disobedience, but it will cause you to fall. And listen, if you are not today experiencing a personal and dynamic and vibrant relationship with Jesus, it may very well be because you are being disobedient to Christ and His Word. Listen, that's why James says that a Christian is not one who just hears, but a Christian is one who does. See, the faith is not about just hearing. It's about doing something with what you hear. Everybody, listen. Everybody, including, and I'm talking to believers and I'm talking to unbelievers. Everybody is building something. And every day that goes by, everybody, whether you're a believer or an unbeliever, every day that goes by, every day you're laying bricks upon a foundation that you yourself have chosen to be the foundation of your life and faith. And you know why I say faith? Because everybody's a person of faith. You don't have to be a member of an institutionalized religion, or you don't even have to be a Christian to be called a person of faith. Everybody has faith. We exercise that faith every single day. Even those who claim that God doesn't exist and that everything came out of nothing and by pure chance, they live by faith, and in fact they practice a religion, because it takes more faith to believe that which gives no evidence than that which is evidence filled. These are the principles that we're told will build, help us build on the right foundation. Listen to me. We must never lose sight of the one whom we're building upon. Jesus and His Word must be the foundation upon which we are building our life and faith. Secondly, the higher you want your life to reach, the deeper the foundation must be. If you want to reach the heights of the heavens, the foundation upon which you build must be solid and must be deep, profound. And thirdly, the time to build, listen, is on dry, sunny days. If you wait to build on stormy days, that which you build will not stand, and you will make no progress whatsoever. And a good illustration given to us in Scripture is Abraham. Remember, Abraham was asked by God to leave his land, his family, and everything. And at some point in the future, he was also asked by God to sacrifice his own son. He exercised faith in God. And he believed that God somehow would provide himself a sacrifice. He stepped out, he obeyed, and he was blessed for his obedience. So can we. Listen to me. Does Jesus mean enough to you? Do you actually realize what it is that Jesus has done for you? And thus it causes you to live a life of obedience. And that has that become the very passion of your life. He loved you enough to die for you on a cross. Do you love him enough to live your life for him and to bear your cross?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have once again come to the end of this particular program. We certainly pray that you have enjoyed this series we are currently on entitled The Pursuit of Christ. We are pretty much making our way through midway through this particular series. We have had a wonderful response by our listeners. God has been using this series, these programs, this ministry to minister to many of you. We want to encourage those of you who have never contacted this ministry to do so as soon as possible. I will be providing you with our contact information in just a few minutes. So if you need an opportunity right now to get a pen and paper, this is the time to do it. If you have never come into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, if you don't know with all certainty that if you died right now, you would go into the presence of Christ and live with him eternally, this is your opportunity to do so. And all you have to do is, in the sincerity of your heart and with genuineness, just ask Jesus to forgive you of your sins, to come into your heart, trust him as Lord and Savior, and repent of your sins. And on the authority of the Word of God, I can assure you that if you have sincerely prayed from your heart to ask Jesus to forgive you, if you have repented, and if you have trusted Him and Him alone for your salvation, you have now become a child of the living God. If you have made that decision for Jesus today, we want you to contact us so that we can send you some material to help you get started in your Christian life. If you are a believer but you have been in a backslidden condition, and this is the moment in which the Spirit has told you you must come back home and recommit your life to Jesus, then we want to hear from you as well. Certainly this series we are currently on is a wonderful series that will help you get yourself back on track by allowing you to realize the importance of a quiet time of Bible study and of a daily committed submission and yielding to the Holy Spirit as He conforms you more and more to the image of Christ. We want to ask you to invite your friends and family to tune in to listen to this program as well. We are very thankful for your participation. We are very thankful for your letters, your calls, and your emails. And please keep those coming. It certainly encourages us as we continue to do this work for the Lord. We also want to remind you that you can receive copies of these programs, which you listen to on the radio. There are several requests we have of you. If you're going to order copies, we need you to let us know the date on which you heard the program, the call letters of the station on which you heard the program, so that we are certain to send you the copy of the message that you are requesting. As I mentioned previously, and I'll be providing you with further details later on, this entire series will be made available at some point in the near future, so you will be able to get the entire series on one handsome case for yourself or for friends and family, just as we have made available our entire series on Bible prophecy. We also want to remind you that we ask for a suggested donation of $5 for any radio programs that you are asking for to help cover the cost of production and the shipping and handling. And again, details will be provided for you as we near the completion of this series and as this series becomes available in its entirety. We also want to remind you that this is a listener-supported ministry. We are on the air because of your prayers for us and because of your partnership through financial contributions. We need your assistance if we are going to continue to air these programs on these radio stations and if we're going to be able to add radio stations to our list of stations on which we currently play so that more and more people may hear the gospel of Jesus Christ and so that we may be able to continue to defend and propagate the truth of the Word of God. So your financial contributions are greatly appreciated, and certainly they are tax deductible since we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Well, let me provide you with our contact information right now. There's three ways to contact us. You can send us correspondence, and please remember that any materials that you request from this ministry need to be done in writing. So our mailing address is Truth to Live By, Post Office Box 23688, Charlotte, North Carolina 28227, 0279. Our phone number is 704-778-3759, and our email address is truthtoliveby@rffiministries.org. And I do want to refer you to our website, because if you didn't get our contact information right now, you can get all that information on our website, plus more information about who we are as a ministry. Our website address is www.rffiministries.org. God bless you, and we will see you once again next week.